From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam.
Terrorist attack in southeastern Iran has killed scores of people, including
a reporter with Press TV, the English language version of Iranian state television, describing today's attack. A suicide bomber killed two senior Iranian Revolutionary Guard commanders and at least 18 others in southeastern Iran, according to Iranian media. Another 40 people were injured in that attack. State TV suggests a Sunni rebel group carried out the attack near the border with Pakistan. The Revolutionary Guard blames foreign elements linked to the U.S. for the killings. Pressure is mounting on incumbent Afghan President Hamid Karzai to help settle the political crisis there. This comes as a UN-backed commission investigating fraud during the recent presidential election is due to release its findings. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Kabul.
Officials in the Karzai campaign say the incumbent president is getting pressure from many sides to accept that he may have to face a runoff election with his main competitor and former foreign minister Abdullah Abdullah. The campaign officials say Karzai is resisting calls to accept the results of an investigation into fraud during the August 20th presidential election. The findings are due out any time now, and it's widely believed the results will show Karzai did not receive more than 50% of the votes, which could force a runoff election. The other option is to reach a power-sharing deal with Abdullah, something which foreign diplomats, including U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, have been urging Karzai to consider. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
The Pakistani army says 60 militants have been killed in the first 24 hours of a long-awaited major offensive against the Taliban and al-Qaeda near the Afghan border. A military statement says six soldiers were also killed during the same period. The assault follows recent militant attacks that have killed more than 150 people. An Iranian-Canadian journalist has been freed in Tehran. Maziar Bahari was released on bail after spending more than 3 months in an Iranian prison. Dan Karpinchuk has more.
Bahari was arrested while covering the unrest following Iran's controversial presidential election. The Islamic Republic news agency says he was freed from a Tehran prison after posting about $300,000 bail. In a statement from Ottawa Saturday evening, Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister Lawrence Cannon confirmed Bahari had been released. The 42-year-old reporter for Newsweek magazine was among more than 100 people accused of being part of a plot to trigger a revolution and topple Iran's clerical leaders. According to his employer, no reasons were given for his release, but there's speculation it was based on humanitarian considerations. Last week, an appeal was made by Bahari's wife for his release. She is 8.5 months pregnant and has been experiencing serious health complications. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Hurricane Rick is whipping up a big surge along a wide swath of the Mexican coastline today. National weather forecasters say the Category 5 storm is extremely dangerous. This is NPR. A third person overcome in a sweat lodge in Arizona has died. A sheriff's spokesman says 49-year-old Liz Newman of Minnesota died yesterday. She was rushed to the Flagstaff Medical Center October 9th with damage to several organs. More than 50 people were packed inside the sweat lodge run by self-help guru James Arthur Ray at a resort near Sedona. No charges have been filed. The European Commission, Europe's executive body, has called for a 25% reduction in cod fishing quotas to keep the fish from becoming commercially extinct. Frank Browning has the story.
One of the oldest staples of European and colonial American diets, cod has been steadily disappearing over the last decade as huge fishing trawlers scour the Atlantic seas. Each time a new quota reduction has been requested, fishermen, especially in France, have blockaded ports, declaring that their livelihoods are at stake. But this latest European Commission directive, which must be enforced locally, nation by nation, has sent the sharpest warning yet. In the northern waters, including the English Channel and North Sea, cod stocks have fallen from 250,000 tons taken in 1970 to barely 50,000 today. Similar calls for curbs in red tuna fishing in the Mediterranean have also met militant resistance from French fishermen who operate one of the world's largest trawling systems. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.
In baseball, the New York Yankees pulled out another win last night in the American League Championship Series, putting them 2 wins away from the World Series. They now have a 2-game-to-none lead over the Los Angeles Angels. Last night's 4-3 win stretched into the early morning hours. In the National League Championship Series, the Los Angeles Dodgers play the Philadelphia Phillies for tonight's Game 3. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.